Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
In a while on Blog Talk Radio, and I am so happy to be back with you. If you do not know who you're listening to, please, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm the hostess with the mostest. At least I convince myself I am. But I have to tell you, that I've got great things I'm doing, and that's why you haven't seen me on Blog Talk. But I am going to come back and put a few Blog Talk shows on at least once a week. But where I am is Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm there every Monday at 3 o'clock, and I'm going to be putting up more shows on Instagram, probably 2 to 3 a week. And then I'm going to hopefully at least put 1 or 2 on Blog Talk Radio. It will not start probably till June, but I am on Instagram for everybody. Go to Bonnie Albers On Air and follow me, or, you know, click the like or follow button. You'll get notified when I'm there, but you get to see me. It's TV. And then you can either be in the audience and ask a question, because I've got question boxes, or you can press come talk to the host, and you can actually be on with me. How super cool! And I have everyone there with me. I've got Kelly Coulter, who's here today in just a second, Kelly. And then I've got Chris Reck, who's Minnow Pond. He is the YouTube sensation. He is the boy wonder. And he's got over 1 million listeners. He is super, super connected. And he does your tarot and astrology like I've never seen. In fact, the kid does, is a young man to me because he's my daughter's age. He does so much that it consumes his whole day and his life, and he devotes that to you all. He just started a new business called Dent Makers. So if you go to him on YouTube, because right now my YouTube channel is just starting to come up once again, and follow him, it's free. I tell you, I am up at 2 or 3 in the morning listening to him. And then, of course, I have Grant Collier. Grant Collier is an evidential medium, and he is amazingly wonderful, brings spirit through right away. And he's on today on Instagram at 3. And you've got Kelly Coulter, who's here today, who is my healer, my Atlantean life and birth card reader, and her group is Bar None. And I've got all the other people that follow me and come with me and do shows with me. So please go to Instagram. You're going to see me a lot more. And then you get to see me, and I get to see you. So done with that, I want to welcome one of my faves. She's been with me for probably, what, 15 years, Kelly?
Working on it, yeah. Somewhere right in that area.
Well, what did we do? A show in 2011? Is that when it was?
I think it was 2011. Yeah, so the 21, 2, 3, 13 years, okay.
Well, that's close enough to 15. I can't even count anymore. Anyway, that's how long I've been on, and Kelly's been on. Kelly actually was on longer than I have. Kelly, I want to welcome Kelly to the house, because she's part of the house. She's always been part of the house, and we just adore her. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Well,
right now it's Wyoming's coming out of winter season, and we're actually starting to get some, you know, decent temperatures here. So I have been outdoors a whole lot more doing springtime type stuff, and I love it.
Well, let me go. I pulled some cards, and we can go through my cards. But I want to tell everybody, and please stay on. I see you're all here, and I love that. I mean, it really makes my heart pitter-patter when I know that everyone, that when I come back, you come back. And it's not like I've been gone. Blog Talk, I want to tell you why you haven't seen my shows last week and the week before, because I've had them on. Blog Talk had a problem. And when I tried to get on my show, or anybody tried, they said they were having issues. So finally, they got it resolved. I don't want you to think that I put up shows that I didn't do. And before that, it's just about health and traveling. But Kelly, I pulled some cards. Before we get to that, this is May 1st, honey. May 1st. It is. We are in Taurus season, which is super cool. Do you know, the Taurian energy, Kelly, is unbelievable. It's the bull in the China cabinet, which I never could figure out, but somebody explained it to me. I think it was Chris Reck that explained what that meant.
No boy.
And, you know, he Taurus and Taurians are beautiful. They're run by Venus. So they love fine things. They love nice smells, lotions. The feel and touch is all about Taurians and Taurian energies. And so when you meet a Taurian, usually they like really fine. It doesn't have to be expensive for it, whatever their price range is. It's going to be the fine of that, because they are just really into smells and feels and beauty, and that's the Venus part of them. And then the bull is the earth part that is super attached to the earth, and they are stubborn as a bull. And they can be, you know, when they root their heels right into that ground, you can't move a Taurian unless they want to be moved. So I love Taurians because, you know, it brings in the spring season. And you're really good at spring seasons, Cal, because you always tell us what to plant.
That you would know? Be the moon book. Incredibly, I don't have with me this morning because I am 40 miles away. It's like the one thing I did do, I gotta share with you really quick, is I did something fun for me. I had gone into Murdoch's just to get some other stuff, and they had 6 baby chicks left. Well, it's like I was really only interested in 4 because they had Jersey Giants. So I was standing there making a deal with the gal who ran the chick section. And the manager of the store came up, and I've known her for a while. She says, "Tell you what, if you will buy all of them, I'll give them to you for buy one, get one free." So I got 3.
Wow.
I got 6 for the price of 3. And then since they were cleaning out the tanks, they gave me the food that they had for free that was open, like 2 bags of it. And they gave me litter for free, and I got 2 of the heat bulbs for free. So it's like I got like $60 worth of stuff, you know, just for being in the right place at the right time. It was like that kind of thank you God moment.
Well, wait a minute. That's because Aquarius, which you are, if you listen to Chris Reck, Minnow Pond, Aquarius is having a good season. So there is your gift. But I want to tell everybody, I think that's super sweet. We're not going to be talking about, because the only thing you're going to do with those chicks is lay eggs, and I don't want to hear anything else.
Oh,
so,
yeah. They're all girls.
You better treat them like family. Anyway, because you know how I am. I don't eat meat. So I pulled some cards before we get to the audience, and I do want to get to the audience quickly. I pulled some cards for the show today, and the first card is super cool. It says, "You are healed." And it is the candula, and that's a marigold. And it says, "The healing you've prayed for is on its way." That means a lot to me in my family. So
yeah.
I thought, this is great. Then the next card I pulled, because I thought, okay, well, I'm going to take that card. But, of course, I'll give it to you too. But the next card is the unity. It's the hibiscus. But listen to what it says. You're spiritually connected to everyone through God and the universe. Use this sacred bond to heal your family, friends, and yourself. So here I pulled that card of healing,
right.
And then I said, I'm going to keep it for myself. But the universe didn't let me, because then I pulled the unity card and had to share this with everybody. Yeah, and then I pulled another card because I thought, what are we being healed about, mind, body, and soul? You know, that's what I always think is a lot of healing for my family is physical right now and some mental. But I pulled out the money card. So when I pull this card, it says, find a way to abundance. When I looked at the healing card, there's probably a lot of people out there who are listening to the show who really are financially not knowing which way to go. And when I see that you are healed, your healing you prayed for is on its way. Healing can look different for everyone. It could be healing your heart. It could be healing your body. It could be healing your financial, you know, strife. It could be healing anything. So when I pull this card, it lets me know, brings me right to what the cards were meaning for this show. And where I'm going to take it is physical healing. There's somebody out there on the line, so we want to hear from you, that is looking for money healing. And this card tells me it's on its way. It is here. What you prayed for is coming. So I love that. I love that for everybody. Kelly, are you ready to go to the audience? Got a lot of people. You ready?
Yep. Let's do it to it.
All right. 307, you are on. Need your name, please. Hi.
Hey, this is Danny from Wyoming. How's it going, Bonnie? Kelly?
Hi,
good morning.
Danny. You are from the same place as Kelly is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is crazy.
What part of the state are you
How
from?
Where are you from?
So Hudson and Fremont
County. Okay, over by
Like Lander.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Well, you know what, Danny, you can go visit her chickens. I'm sure she'll let you. Since you got buy one, get one free, she might even actually give you two. So what do you think of that?
Well, I might have to go buy Murdoch's myself.
I love that. Danny, tell me what you want to know from us today.
So, you know, speaking of Taurusians, I am a Taurus. May 18th is my birthday. And,
wow.
You know, yes, so everything that you said, even the cards that you pulled, has really resonated with me, especially with the money. And, you know, I'm just wondering if I'm in the right spot where I should be with the restaurant, or if I really need to start venturing out, or if there's something else, you know, coming for me that might be better.
You know, I've got to tell you, Kelly, you want to answer this first, or you want to talk to your guys, or you want me to take it right? It's up to you.
I'll take it because I'm doing some calculations on my fingers here to figure out what his birthday is, or what his card is, yeah.
So I love May 18th. I have two friends born on May 18th, one the 19th, one the 18th, and my daughter got married on the 20th. So for me, Taurians are great. I love them. I know, just feeling your energy, Danny, that you love the finer things. You like nice food. You probably, you know, nice wine. You probably, if you drink, you like all the different finer things. I could see, you know, you like certain, you know, smells, you'll like certain lotions. And if you don't, it isn't that you don't, it's in a different form than I'm saying.
Oh, I am a purveyor of Chanel fragrance and Hermes bags. So.
Yes. Honey, I love Taurians. That's one of the things I love about them. Many things, except you're stubborn too. You do know that, right? That comes with
Very
the finer
so.
Things.
Perseverance.
So you're because I have my son's a Taurus rising, my brother-in-law's a Taurus rising, my sister's a Taurus rising. I know all about you. So let's go into what your issues are. Let me which you don't have many, by the way. You think you do, but you're really, really you're a really good soul here. So that tells me that good things will happen for you and have happened in your life. I know that you've had some issues with struggling with things that have happened, but I believe that you come out smelling like a rose, whether you like saying that or not. You always come back on your feet. And this time you're wondering if you can, because I feel like you didn't, if I remember correctly, because now my brain's coming back. They're showing me who you are. Somebody left you that restaurant, or you came to take it over, something about that? Am I
yes,
in the right place? Okay.
I took it over, and it was, you know, that a fair amount of the shares of the restaurant were left to me.
The problem I have with this, and there is really no problem should you put your heart and soul in it, is I feel you're doing it, but your heart isn't all in it. Does that make sense?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. So when that happens with a Taurian, you make things happen. You're spring at its best. You're bringing, you know, April showers bring May flowers. May, and you're headed towards, you know, very soon you're headed towards the Gemini, which is the smartest sign in the zodiac, even though I hate to say it because I'm a Cancer. They're very intelligent. They do two things at once. They could have two jobs, two people, two different lives. You are headed there because you're all the way at the end. So for me, the manifestation for you is if you do not like what you are doing, nothing will make it work because you don't want to make it work subconsciously. But if you change, because I feel like I can see you with this message changing and tweaking something that will make it yours, and I don't know why you haven't yet. But they're telling me and showing me that if you do that, you see the money card? The money card's going to start coming in. It's going to roll in slowly, but it is going to be – go ahead.
Yeah, no, just I'm agreeing with you, Bonnie. It's like what I'm getting is great success. And what you're going to like about this is he's an ace of diamonds just like you. He's an ace of diamonds.
Ah! I know I loved it for
so
a reason.
Yeah, fresh ways to make money, but it's like, yeah, this. I mean, this feels like this could be a really good, you know, time and space and season, but it's like, yeah, it's like you gotta put your heart into it because it will bloom and grow if you do.
Yeah. I don't think this is something you should end. I think what you should end is how you feel about it.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I don't know why they're not showing me, Danny. So you're either going to have to tell us there's something you're not wanting or doing to make this yours. And maybe it's the place or maybe it's the menu or the people. I don't know. But if you embrace this and change it, because I do feel right now you think it's a money pit, and it might be. You can actually change this and make an unbelievable living from this and a really good a good place for everybody. And then the only other thing I can say is what I see is maybe you don't like the area. So you're going to have to tell me, because whatever you do, you're going to either have to throw yourself way into this, tweak something to make it yours, or you're going to have to walk away, one or the other. But I see if you stay, you can make a really lucrative living here, and you can change the town. You can actually change the town, and you know, with the food. Yeah, I am seeing it, but it's like, do you know? Did you ever watch? It's a show. She was a doctor and went into a small town. Here's a good one, Virgin River. Have you watched Virgin River, Danny?
I have not, no, ma'am.
Okay. She goes into a small town, and she meets this guy. She's a nurse. She meets this guy, blah, blah. And he has a small little bar, and it's not really doing that well. And when he meets her, she's got some ideas, and he really, really wants to impress her. And now the bar has an outside, an inside, and the whole town comes, and it's like the meeting place. So tell me what you don't like about the place you're in.
I think it's just, you know, the family, the other family members that are, you know, that have their hand in it, if you will, not allowing me to make the change or, you know, basically do it to my full potential. I just feel like I'm being held back and not being respected or listened to.
Well, you are. You are. That's why you're not throwing yourself into this. You're going to have to figure out a way to either I don't want you to give up on it. I do believe it's lucrative, but they're not going to let it be. And what you have to do is figure out a way around it that you can get what you want done there. And you can actually tell them, if you don't do this, your restaurant's going to fail because I'm not going to walk out and you're not going to make any money. So let's try it my way for so long and let's see what happens. I know it's not as easy as that, but I do feel if you don't do that, there's only two things that can happen. You're either going to have to walk away and sell your shares to them possibly, or you're going to have to look to get. Are you the higher shareholder or no?
My little brother and I are the highest shareholders, but I mean, we're not on the board of directors. My cousins are all in their 60s and 70s, and it's kind of crazy. My father was born in 29 and had me at 65. So, I mean, there's a lot of politics that are going along with the family, and you know, it's just their heart's not there, but mine is trying to be.
I've got to say this, Bonnie. It's like, because my guys are just like harping me, and they're going, "Don't give up on this because
you will
outlive them." You know, but it's like this is going to turn. You know, this will be when this blooms and grows. It's like this is going to be something really good. Don't give up. Keep your hand in.
You want to,
and it's like even if you have to, you know, even if you have to, like, you know, be silent for a little bit. In the end, it's like it'll turn around and it'll come out, because somewhere along the line, you know, sometimes when you fight things, and it's like fighting the river, you know, and that's what's happening. When they get resistance, they like it somehow or other. They like the conflict. So when you quit giving them conflict and they have nothing to push against, they're going to go, "Oh, what do we do now?" And it's like, and they're going to flounder. So it's like, tie a knot, hang in there, and, you know, when you tie the knot, it's like put one end around the tree branch and the other end around the tire swing, and you just sit there and swing and have fun until they decide they're going to come around. But don't give up on this, because this is, if you give up, you'll regret
Danny.
It.
Danny?
Yes.
Danny, I pulled the dragon card for you, and it says discover your carriage. So with me, I'm going to tell you that there is a way around it. You have to find the way around, you and your brother. Unite, and you'll be able to find it, because the board of directors, if you're holding the most share, they don't make any money because you're holding the most shares. So they'll have to come around. So this dragon card with the money card, find a way to abundance, discover your carriage, means you have to find a way around this board and around how you're going to do it. And I always say work smarter, not harder, so you can figure it out. And I don't want you to give up. I'm with Kelly very, very much, because I know you want to. But this is going to be
dragons
very lucrative.
Remember, dragons are magical. So it's like, you know, think of Huffy yeah. Magic Dragon, but dragons are magical. Make it fun.
Yeah. And you just find a way, Danny. I've got to move on to the next caller. But
of
will
course.
You call
well,
us
thank
back?
You guys so much. Yes, definitely. Yep. I appreciate you all.
As they call back, it's a little bit closer to your birthday, and it's like I don't have my book this morning, but it's like I think there's good stuff. I just have this sense it's like, you know, there's good stuff happening for you this year. So it's like let's do a better reading like next week when I got my books with me.
A birthday reading. You get a birthday reading, and
yeah,
Danny, I'll be able to sing happy birthday to you.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we're gonna try to put a show on at least every Wednesday morning, maybe every Wednesday morning. You know, it might not be, I think the next, I would really look in it. I think next week I'm not going to be home, but the week after I will. I've got some traveling this summer, but I'm going to be on more than I'm not. So if you can just look for the shows, I think I'm on the following Wednesday. So just look for Wednesday mornings and come, please.
Of course, and I both have you followed on Instagram. I want to thank you both for your use of energy and, you know, sending you both
thank
love
you.
And light. And again, thank you so much.
Danny,
yeah,
go
for
it, because you're this is good for you, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, have a lovely day.
Welcome.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I want to go to his restaurant. That's so cool. How far is he away from you, Kel?
I'm thinking from where I'm at, it's Lander's a little bit more like up, you know, center of the state. So it's like, for me, it's about, I know Riverton is like a 4-hour drive, and it's like Lander, Riverton, that area is all in the same area. And it's like, that's, I have a gal I've done goat business with up there. So it's like, yeah, I know where it's at.
Okay. Well, listen, if I get up there in the summer, it won't be this summer, but you know, we're going to go visit Danny because he's going to be very successful. Okay. 415, you are on with us. Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi. 415, you're on.
Sorry. I was feeding the cats breakfast. This is Catherine.
Hi,
Catherine.
How are you?
Wonderful. It's been a while.
Are you?
Since I.
You know, I well, listen, it's been a while since I've called in, so
yeah.
It seems like forever because you know, Blog Talk has not been able to put me on, and I don't know why. So we're working out the details. Mm-hmm. But we're going to try to do every Wednesday morning, and then I'm going to have an afternoon show too. So, but it'll be every Wednesday morning around the same time. The only thing is next week I will not be here, so look for me after that. And then the other – and there'll be 2 weeks in July where I'm in Alaska, so I won't be there. But also, please, please follow me on Instagram, because then you'll get to see me and you'll get to talk to me in person and live in person, or you can just write your question in. So, and that's at least once or twice a week too. So if you follow me, you'll get the schedule. What can we do for you today?
I had a question. I have a Taurus moon, and I'm never sure about the moon versus a rising. So Taurus moon, personality, what way?
Okay. I can, Kelly, do you want to tell her? Do you want me to tell her? We can both tell her, actually. But you also need to, follow Minnow Pond, Chris Reck, on YouTube. Because he will tell you, he tells everything. And if he ever asks, he doesn't do any private reading. So he's got all my, I send all my people to him because he will answer all those questions, even through his reading. So what we say about sun, moon, and rising, the sun sign is what you strive to be. It's the qualities you come in that you want to perfect. And usually it takes you to your, you know, to your later in life to be able to do that, because you don't come in as a sun sign with all the qualities done. You come in with the qualities, but it takes a while, it takes your lifetime to achieve them. Your rising sign is what everyone sees. So I'm a Sagittarius rising. I'm forward thinking. I put my foot in my mouth, you know, all that stuff. So it's how people perceive you. The moon is how you look at yourself, who you are. Okay, so you definitely are a Taurus. And I know, I'm pretty sure I have that right. It's the sun sign, I mean, the rising, that's why everyone says you should look at your rising sign, because that's who everyone sees you as. So the moon is who you feel. So I have an Aquarius moon. And and so I'm forward thinking, I'm pretty methodical and
fire.
So, it's an air sign. So, so when you are a Taurus moon, that's how you see yourself. So you must, again, you have the same qualities as if you would have, but not everyone sees that, because the moon is, it's about hidden. It's about you. It's about for you. So do you like nice things? Do you like nice smells? You might not show that to the world, but you show it to yourself.
For sure.
And then the stubbornness, you might not show to the world, but you're stubborn within yourself. So you're made up of all three signs, and not one sign is better or worse than the other. And really, everybody should watch all three of their zodiacs and see which one they resonate with. But I am a sun sign believer. So for me, I just look at that sun sign. It's the North Node. It's what you strive to be in your life.
Great. Thank you.
But you're welcome. So go ahead. Do you want to ask us a question?
Yeah. So for the last 2 years, I've been traveling and for work, and I'm ready now for the next phase to settle down more. But I'm having a hard time in that transition. So anything about, and I could be working for somebody, or it could be more of a finding another stream of income, some kind of like online job. So I'm open to either one.
What's
so
your,
more permanent. Go ahead.
Can I ask what your birthday is?
Yeah, I'm a beginning of Libra. I'm September 23rd.
Oh, Kelly, she's a Libra. Oh. Everything has to be balanced.
Yeah.
You're a tough sign. You're, well, you know, the Libra is also run by Venus. So it's a beautiful sign.
Each morning.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Was she an ace of what?
She's an ace of clubs. I said it's another ace morning.
Oh, I love it.
Because they're all starters. Yeah, we're all aces. Yay!
Yeah.
Four aces is as a what?
Yeah,
we win poker. We need another ace on the show.
And clubs.
Okay, so
clubs are the people with the, they're the students of the deck, and it's like they can study and learn anything they want to. They have really good minds to apply to whatever it is they want to do in life. And it's like you're always, you know, looking for ways to start and, you know, be a go-getter, if you will. But you've got a really good, you have a really good brain behind you to accomplish whatever you want to. You just got to put your mind to it, literally. And clubs are the people to do that.
You know, is it Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Catherine, and Kelly, I want your input on this. So I'll pull a card for you, but it's funny that I pulled the money card and everybody has been about money, isn't it, Kelly? Because I knew it. I mean, and it's all about healing, healing in that area, healing in that area, which tells me you're all going to be healed. You're all going to get what that the good news is that everybody's going to get healed and get what they need. Your healing you prayed for is on its way. I have a feeling, and it's the feeling, and that's what I do feel, that you are hesitant, okay, about which one you really want. I feel you're looking more inwardly. So that's online. And that is because I can feel your personality. And for you to go get another job on the outside versus the inside is going to be a struggle internally for you. You can do it, but it's going to be a struggle internally for you because you really want to do something from home. So because of that, and Kelly was saying, whatever you put your mind to, and, you know, computers and at home is all about air, you know, Mercury and everything. We're out of the Mercury retrograde. Thank God. And it was a bad one this year for me. You should be able to move forward. Libras are air. And moving forward in computer, in online work, and anything that is, you know, mind thinking is going to be where you're going to be the happiest. And I do believe you are going to find something. And I believe that if you put your Libra and your mind and your birthday, you will find it the online what you're looking for. I feel like you'll thrive better doing that. So instead of fighting, like physical home, physicality, you should just pour your interest into doing and finding the perfect home job. I do believe there's going to be two that come up. And
I love it.
One's going to be, you're going to look at it and say, well, it's not my perfect one, but I'm going to take it because I want to take something. And then something else is going to come along real quick that is going to be your dream online job.
Wow.
So you might have to take one in order to get that other one.
Yeah.
Yes, because I don't want you to not take it, because that one job will either lead to the other one, or because you have that job, they're going to promote you to the next job. So don't look, I'm hearing, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Got it.
Okay, Kelly, do you got anything for her?
No, that's pretty much it for the moment.
Okay.
Very
Catherine,
beautiful.
Let us know. Let us know.
I will.
Yeah, and about the cats, my sister feeds stray cats. Oh, my gosh. She treats those stray cats better than some people treat their kids. And I keep telling her, she will not eat before she buys cat food for those cats.
Oh, boy.
So when you said you were feeding the cats, I'm like, another cat person.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Maine Coon?
Oh, I know.
Heard of them. They're big.
They're a whole different category. Yeah, they're kind of between a cat and a dog. They're very strong, independent.
And they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
My girlfriend had a Maine Coon. She had a breed. You know, she went to a breeder and she had the Maine Coon. It was one of the sweetest cats you would ever have. But, you know, Maine Coons come with heart conditions. Some of them. Okay, so you got to be careful about. So that's one of their conditions. So just know. How old is your Maine Coon?
They're called Junior Cat. He's just a year old now.
Okay.
Wow.
So just keep an eye on his heart. All right.
Yeah. Sure will.
Okay. Well, honey, have a great day, and please let us know when you get that job. The good news is, if it's online, you can still listen to us.
That's right. That's right. That's why I like my independence. So that's a better match.
I love that. Keep going. Put your mind to one thing and start rolling. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing about Libras. Libras can jump between five different choices. And what about this? And what about that? What about this one? So I do. The focus part is just pick one. and start doing it.
Pick one. It's hard. It's not easy because, you know, it's just not easy. And I feel your personality. Your personality would be better doing online, which means to me that's where your true north lies. So for me, I would look for that. Okay.
All right. Thanks. I'll keep listening.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Kelly, I love being back on. You know, it just kills me. Am I even letting you talk? Well, the good news is you don't have your books, or, you know, you would be reading all their birthdays, which should be next week when you come on, or not next week, the week after.
I was going to say, my guys have just chipped in this morning, so I'm like going, yeah. I'm texting you something here really quick so you can read it.
Okay.
Three eating places in Hudson.
So which one do you, what I found for all eating places in Hudson, 3 hours, 7 minutes from, oh, wow, you should go find them then. I'm you and Zara should go find them.
I know.
Them.
There's a steakhouse, there's a bar and grill, and espresso and gifts, and I'm like going, okay, one of the three.
I have this, do you have any, I'm not going to ask, but do you have any feeling of which one he is in?
I'm juggling between two of them. I'm like going, not sure which, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll ask him when he comes back on. All right. We are going to go to 480. You are on with us, and us are pretty good. Hi. We're the best, actually. Hi.
Hey, this is Michael. How are you?
Michael, are you in your, where are you? Are you back in the desert? Are you in somewhere? Tell me where you are.
Yeah, I'm actually on the Nevada side of Lake Mead, just hanging out.
Oh, wow.
Good time of
and
year.
Are you doing, oh, it's going to be real warm there very shortly.
Very shortly, yeah. I'm probably going to bug out after this weekend. Right now, the weather, we had a little stretch of upper 90s, which can be a little warm, but at least with the where the Lake Mead's at, there's always a breeze and stuff like that, so it's manageable.
Nice.
I love that. And you're in your RV, right?
Correct, yep.
And what are you doing? Were you looking to do a truck?
I'm having 20s overnight up here. Wow.
Yeah, it's in the 60s now at night, so it's just a matter of time before the hundreds show up in May.
Well, come to Florida, honey, because we have that here.
Oh.
Today it's going to be 90 something, and I'm going out to lunch, and I can't wait. But I have to have water ice. Anything with you? Go ahead.
I was going to say, oh, the humidity.
Yeah.
I know. Well, if you come down, you can come and see a different part of heat. But
absolutely.
Tell me what you're up. Have you just, you know, before, and I was talking to you about this, they're showing me because there's people I remember very, you know, much and they start to bring it back. So you were talking about wanting a food truck or doing something, correct?
Right. Yes, that was kind of the plan. It was a spontaneous purchase when I was in Northern Arizona last summer. But in actually practicality, it would require me to kind of give up the RV life. Because again, there's so many regulations within so many different communities and you've got to have a commissary kitchen and stuff like that. So basically, my mechanic has a couple locations and so he does my oil. And so basically he's like, hey, because I wanted to get it out of storage so I could reduce my storage cost. And so he took it and he's going to kick it up for his locations. And if it works out for him, you know, he'll buy it at my asking price. If not, he'll be able to hold it until, you know, and sell it for me at one of his shops. So it's just, If I do it, I'll do it later.
Okay, because I've pulled two cards for you.
You would have to look at each state that you were interested in being in and figure out what the local regs and regulatory
exactly.
was, right?
Yeah,
so,
and you need a commissary kitchen. you know, type of thing. So you have to rent a professional kitchen to kind of keep your stuff. So I was just like, that means I'm stuck somewhere and I'm not ready to give this life up.
Right. No, you're a vagabond. You're a cool gypsy. That's what you are.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that. I mean, you're one of those grounded gypsies. Not that gypsies aren't grounded, because I love gypsies. In fact, my daughter's song for her wedding was what was something with gypsy in it. So I just love it. Into the mystic. So
oh, awesome.
I pulled two cards for you. But first, I got to say, you are then online working, correct?
So that's kind of what I was calling, yes. I just left my job that I just started like a couple weeks ago. But I kind of took the job like with the previous person. I took the job to get a job. And, you know, it's kind of like when you're dating and you haven't dated in like a year and a half, and then you start dating somebody, and then literally everybody comes out of the woodwork and you're like, hey, where were you 18 months ago? You know, type of thing.
Right.
So I kind of went with that energy. And then a buddy of mine up in South Dakota, who's crushing it they have all these wild storms up there. So with hail and different things like that. So next week I'm going to shoot up to South Dakota and work with my buddy that, you know, we were neighbors when I was like six. And
I love that.
Yeah. And so he's been trying to get me up there to do this for the past 5 years. And I mean, he's, you know, basically you just pound, you know, knock on doors after storms go through, and, you know, the homeowners have insurance, so they don't care who does it, just as long as it gets done. And he's made it's only 6 months, so it's from May to, like, Thanksgiving, and then you're off all winter, and you go somewhere warm.
Wow.
So here's –
And he makes well over six figures. So
they said if you wanted to do, like, you know, one of the six cart things, it's like you'd be really good at – it's a weird combo. They said, like, coffee and snow cones. And I was like, coffee and snow cones, okay. You know, but I'm serious. If you did something like that, you would have, you know, one type of people, you know, it's like you'd have the parents getting the coffees and the snow cones for the kids. So it's like it would be probably more successful than you think, and it wouldn't have to be a full kitchen.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, I like that a lot. And then you can
go ahead.
Package food as well, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I picked up. I picked up water ice. I don't like snow cones. I like water ice, Italian water ice. So if you look the difference up, it's Italian water ice, but the same principle as what she's saying. And you just, it has to be cold. So I so saw a truck like that. And then you could, you know, you could put them in any variable things because you're not cooking them. Like, you know, you could have, you know, they all put it, you know, there's, you could have gelatis. I see this, and I see you doing package stuff too. You could really do well. But now that we're talking about your friend, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I've got great ideas for food. But again, it's, you know, it's when I find where I want to lay some roots, and, you know, I'm just now trying to find. Yeah. No, I'm not even. I don't even think I'm even close yet.
No, you know, you're not pulling these cards. You're not. And that's okay, because you're going to make, you know, again, with the money card, the healing, and the money is, you know, a way, find a way for abundance. You're telling me you found a way for abundance. The two cards I pulled, which is really interesting that you told me about your friend, but the first one is the gratitude card. It says, be grateful for all you have. So I am assuming that this friend that you are really, that when you get up there and you do really well with him, you're going to be really grateful to him that he wanted you for all those years to include you in what he was doing. The next card I pulled was the Epiphany card, which is interesting, with the gratitude card. It says seek clarity. So I believe that before you go up, you are going to do your homework to make sure that when you go up that, that you know exactly what your job is there. And for some reason, they're showing it to me, not in a bad context, but in a good context. And I feel like you've done your work, because then if I put the money card next to it, it's have gratitude, be grateful for all you have, seek clarity, the epiphany card, and the money will come, find a way to abundance. So when I look at those three cards, it tells me that you need to, that somebody is going to help you with what you have, that you, that you're grateful for everything you have and that you've got the connections you do. The epiphany card shows me that you need to seek clarity about how you're going to get there, what it's going to be like, and what you are going to be expected to do and how you're going to make as much money as him. Once that's clear, the money card comes next, and it says find a way to abundance. That's your way to abundance for the short period.
Love it. Love
but
it.
I want,
I'm super
curious,
stoked.
What's your month? Well, you don't have to tell me year, but what's your month and day of birth?
May 29th.
May.
He's
wow.
Almost
a Gemini. Okay.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? And I think you heard me say that Gemini was the smartest sign of the zodiac. They have two different jobs, two different people, two different lives. They can run two different. You could be an entrepreneur. You could have the biggest art gallery, and then you could have the best restaurant in the world. You could do two different things that are so totally different, nobody would ever put them together. And that's what you do, actually. You do online and you do all this stuff, and then you like the food business. So you are such a Gemini. It's amazing. And you're a new Gemini, meaning you're going to try everything. You're going to work through it. You're going to love being a Gemini because you really don't like being held in one place to one thing to one person either. So
you're a cool Gemini.
So what does that mean?
She's got that the clubs, you know, the scholars of the decks is like they've got really good minds to figure out what they want to do, and you can do anything that you want to set your mind to. The only caveat I have with the threes are, you know, all the cards are like, you know, the two-sided coin. It's like, you know, you've got the highs and the lows. Your high point as a three is threes are very creative, got a lot of fantastic and great ideas. What will drag you down on the opposite side if you don't keep your energy on the up is they are prone to stress and worry. So as long as you can keep the stress and worry in check and keep it on the high side and the creative side, you'll do a lot better. But sometimes it's like, you know, you get to rethinking and double thinking and whatever, and it's like, and your mind takes over and gets like a hamster on a wheel with that, you know, with the worry cycle, and that's your biggest downfall. So it's like if you can keep it on the upside, on the creativity and the positive, and go, no, I'm not going to let this, you know, I'm not going to let the hamster wheel take over. I'm going to keep going this way. You will accomplish what you want to.
That's awesome. I've actually been very mindful of that.
Cool. Excellent.
He is, you know, he is. When I can feel his energy. He doesn't like to be down. And when he's down, he's down. He doesn't show anybody.
Yeah.
He doesn't show himself. And he beats himself up for getting down. I'm going to tell you that right now. For him, I can see him. So the good news is that he doesn't stay down long, because after he beats himself up, he says, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't be. And then he finds a way up. So
never use the words I can't, because remember that old woman says, whether you tell yourself you can or whether you tell yourself you cannot, you are correct. So it's like you always say, I can. I think I can. The little engine said, I think I can.
I feel his energy, and that's why when he comes on, I can feel him. Just like I could feel Danny, I could feel them. So I love that, and that means to me, you're a really good soul, honey. And when you're a great soul in this world, and when you do such wonderful things and help other people, which you do, you don't think you do, but you do. And when you live your true self, your soul just sings. And that's what I hear from you. So I want you to let us know. And listen, if you look up water ice, Italian water ice, when you get ready to settle down, and see what you think. Because there's a way around those rules, okay?
That's 100%. And that's what I was kind of – ultimately what I'm kind of thinking down the road. But, yeah, it's just a matter of where I'm going to find home.
It's so crazy because you know where and I know you're not going to go there, but this is the lifestyle I see. My husband wanted to live there. But do you know Key West?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've been there. I was there in my 20s. Yeah.
Okay. So Key West. It isn't about Key West. It's about the lifestyle. It's kind of like
100%.
Kuma Matata. Yes.
If I could move anywhere in the world, I would move tomorrow or yesterday to Greece. and it's kind of the same lifestyle where it's super casual. Yeah. You know, it's just the beach, and you know, it's just. I was there when I was in the Navy twice, and absolutely love it.
Wow.
Yeah. And my sister's there right
that's
now,
exactly.
So I keep seeing the pictures.
Then, honey, you got to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're moving towards your north.
Get the Rosetta
Stone there
and learn how to speak the language. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, even when I was there before in the 90s in the military, before cell phones, I mean, I think over half the country speaks English. So that makes it super easy. The food's healthy. The weather's beautiful. The people are nice. I mean, you can't beat it.
That's your North Star, sweetie. So anyway, I do want to tell you that I wish you the best. Please call. We're going to be here again. Like next week we won't. But look, if you follow me and follow me on Instagram also, we're going to be here in the morning because I think a morning show and afternoon show is great. So the morning show is going to be around now, I think, with 9:30 to 10:30, whatever, and maybe longer. But you know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear how you're doing. We want to hear how you're getting to your norms, okay?
Absolutely. Happy to do so. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. On the Road with Charles Kuralt. So it's like, remember that show. Look it up. We do this.
No, I'm thinking about doing a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
hey,
there you go.
No, I have a YouTube channel up for 10 years, and I have not been able to figure it out. So I first started, if you go look at it, I'm going to eventually figure it out because I don't want to just do cards on it, but yes, I do. But then I want to have people, and I couldn't figure out how to interface it. But I've had one for 10 years. So for me, YouTube, Instagram, I can run Instagram. I can figure it out. I can sign up, and I love it. But YouTube would have been my venue too, and it might still come because I can stick my stuff from, you know, Instagram if I can find how to do it onto YouTube. So do whatever you have to do, but I just think that you're going to be your energy is super cool, and I love seeing this, and you're just going to do really well, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you both.
Have a great day. You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
You both
as
well. Thank you.
Call back closer to your birth anniversary. We'll do a birthday.
I have one more person I want to get to. We have 3 minutes. So unfortunately, when I pick up 850, we are going to answer it, and then we're going to ask you to please join us next week. So 850, you are on with Kelly and I. Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
I know you've been waiting, and I'm so sorry. I just didn't want to hang up without, and if I have to run over a couple of minutes, I will. So I'd love to talk to you more, but because you're at the end, and I'm sorry for that, and if you call back next Wednesday, I have your number. I will take you first, but what would you like to know from us today?
Well, I broke things off with my boyfriend of 11 years because I caught him buying drugs. And so now, you know, I've asked him to leave. He's moved all his stuff out, but now he's starting to be kind of hateful, wanting me to take his name off of the truck. And I'm like, you know, I'm paying for the truck. It's coming out of my checking account, and I don't have enough credit. I mean, I do have enough credit, but I've reached my debt ratio. So we did it together, you know, mine and his, but it's all on my credit. I'm like, why is he doing this? I mean, he's the one that's in the wrong.
Go into the dealership where you bought it from. Explain to them what's going on because they're not going to want him on there. So it's like they'll figure out a way to make that happen. Go talk to them.
There's no problem here. I'm listening to you thinking, of course you need his name off that truck because you can one not
absolutely.
Sell it, and two is he can take it. He can force you to do things with that truck you're not going to want to do. If he wants off that truck, honey, get him off that truck immediately.
What is your name? It's like, hey, I've been. You just say, hey, I'm the one that's been making the payments. He hasn't. I just use his, credit because he said I didn't have enough. But I'm the one that's been making the payments, so it's like I should have enough in my credit history now to do this. And here's what's going on. It's like, if you guys don't want to end up, repoing this because he took it and trashed it or something, it's like, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
And believe me, they will want to do.
They will
want to help you figure.
Yeah,
they will. They will help you.
Well, he's wanting me to refinance it, and that's the only.
You can get your name off it. I just pulled a card, I want you to know, called New. It's the New Beginnings card. It's a dragon in the air, and it says, begin your new life. That means he can't be on anything, honey. You've got to go, and you'll be able to do it. I have no doubt in my mind that they will. Yeah, you'll be able to do it.
She knows. It's like, yeah, she's so told you this. What's your month and day? What's your month and birthday?
October the 14th.
October 14th, okay. Libra.
She's a Libra, another Libra. Yeah, balance.
Yeah.
Why are you, what I don't figure out is you should be, you don't have to refund. He can't tell you what to do. You can tell him that he has to pay half the truck, and if he doesn't pay half the truck, he has to sign it off to you. So all he has to do is sign a paper saying that he's off the truck, off the truck, and then you take that paper and you file it, I think, with the courts, but then you're the only name on the truck. So you want him to do that. You absolutely want him to do that, and you don't have to refinance.
I was going to say, you're an eight of clubs. It's like, that's a power card. And again, we've had a lot of clubs this morning. So it's like, you've got a good mind to do whatever it is you need to do. And it's like, you will be able to be very persuasive. Just stay calm, cool, and collected. And it's like, it'll happen.
Yeah. So, to me, the question is, why haven't you done it? So when I hear that, that means that you're on the right track. He's actually doing you a favor. Don't listen to him about how you have to do it. Just do it. Because you don't have to refinance. He just needs to sign over and say to him, if you do not sign this paper, you owe half for the truck. So either sign it over that your name has to be taken off the deed. He will. He'll sign it because he doesn't want to.
Yep.
He doesn't realize. And then all you have to do is file it with the court. I don't even think you have to go even show if you're paying the truck and there's no payments missing. I don't even think you have to go show them.
I think he's just trying to control me, because I'm not getting back with him. And I told him if he did it again that I was going to leave, and I meant it. So now he's really pushing me away, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to get back together with him.
No, you don't.
Oh, No. That's something you don't want to do.
Take a look at the rearview mirror and don't look back. It's like, move on, move forward with this. You can do a lot better. Trust me.
Did you see the new beginning card that I pulled? That's not a new beginning with him. That's a new beginning for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got to have enough strength. You have to have enough strength to know that when something isn't right, you don't keep going back. Something isn't right, you don't just keep making it try to work. Because if it's not right, there's a reason it's not right, and the universe is trying to tell you it's not right, and you need to move on.
Yep.
So, yep. I mean, that's the advice I can give you really in a nutshell, and I'd like to spend more time. So if you could call us back next week, we'll give you more. But do not worry about the truck. Go get his name on, say, sign it saying you're off the deed. Okay? He will. You got to go to the court, your court, and file it with, it's very easy. It costs a couple bucks. You file it. His signature is he's off the title. The thing is, if you do have a loan for it, who did you take the loan with, a bank or the dealership?
I did it with our bank.
Okay. Then go to the bank. And just ask the bank how to do this. That you've been making the payments. It's now your truck, and that you'd like his name off. And he signed this.
I haven't even made my first payment. The first payment is in 2 days, and it'll come out of my checking account.
Gotcha.
My checking account.
Yeah. Okay. So the bank is not going to want to take a hit on this. Explain to them what happened. And why?
Yeah.
And it's like, they'll work it out with you. They will.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
All right. But do not listen to him. And you do need to go get a signature saying that he's released his name off the title. He doesn't have the title. Actually, your bank owns the title. That's why you got to ask the bank what you need. Yeah, you need to ask the bank what you need.
All right.
So I don't think it'll be a problem. I don't think you got to worry. You're not going to lose the truck, and just go and do it. And like, yep.
Because
I'm saying it's so forceful, that's how it's being brought to me. Yeah. Yeah. So listen, I've got to go, but I want to tell you that we adore that you listened and thank you for sticking with us. I know you were here for a while. Come next week.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, dear. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Listen, have a blessed day.
It's like the sooner the better on this. So it's like, what's
the Cal, we're officially off and I just,
alrighty.
I'm so happy I put this show on. Thank you so much, Kelly. You rock the house every time you're here. Wednesday mornings is our girl, me and you. Yay!
I was going to say, so you.
Come on, you
got to take some credit.
thank you. You know I always do. I always say I'm the hostess with the mostest. So you know me. I am very vegetable-y. Not everybody says I'm a ham, but I can't be a ham because I'm a vegetable.
But I have heard you refer to yourself as chopped liver, and you're not. So, you know.
Thank you, baby. I love that. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. Thank you for listening. Please tune in to Instagram. Follow me at Bonnie Albers on Air. Follow me. You'll get when I'm coming on. I'm coming on today at 3 with Grant Kohler. Kelly's always with me. She's always with our show. And we will be doing a show, I'm hoping, through the summer, Wednesday morning. So with love and light to all of you, please be safe
have
out
awesome
there. And have a great week because I won't be back to the not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. Sign up for here. You'll find out when I am on. And I'm going to hopefully back to putting some more shows up as soon as Blog Talk gets. Thank you, Kelly. You know I adore you. You're the best for anybody. I have a website going up with a text. Oh, I love it. And I have a website going up, Bonnie Albers on Air. And it's going to be, I think, ready to go in June. You'll see a calendar where if you want to book me for a reading, you'll see all my prices. You'll see everything that I'm doing. You'll also see Kelly's. You'll see everyone that's on the show. They will be on it, and there'll be an interactive website, so my shows will be embedded on there, and I'm hoping that you come. Until then, if you want to write me, email me, balbers714@aol.com. Should you want a private reading from Kelly or I, let me know, and we will give you all the information on how to do that. Thank you again, Cal. Have a great day, and I know you're busy with those chickens. All right. I will talk to you later.
It was fun. Bye.
Bye. Mwah. Bye.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.